Do you know grace? Amazing grace. Have you heard how sweet the sound? There are many dangers, toils and snares we've already come. Look where you come from and where you are, and I'll ask you, do you know grace? I was down as low as none could go, had no strength of my own. Everything I worked for all of my life, everything I loved was gone. The lowest valley of my life, I was flat on my face. But then the great hand of Jesus reached down and picked me up. Oh yes, I know grace. Do you know grace? Amazing grace. Have you heard how sweet the sound? There are many dangers, toils and snares we've already come. Look where you come from and where you are, and I'll ask you, do you know? Let's sing that chorus again. Oh, do you know grace? Amazing grace. Have you heard how sweet the sound? There are many dangers, toils and snares we've already come. Look where we come from and where you are, and I'll ask you, do you know grace? Amen. Well, Brother Maxwell comes, a pure heart, that's what I long for. Amen. A pure heart, that's what I long for. A heart that follows on after thee. Or a pure heart tonight, a pure heart, that's what I long for. A heart that follows on after thee. Oh, a heart that hides, a heart that hides your word, so that sin will not come in. A heart that's undivided, one you rule and reign. A heart that beats compassion, that pleases you, my Lord. A sweet aroma of worship rises from your throne. Oh, we long for a pure heart tonight. A pure heart, that's what I long for. heart that follows after thee. Oh, a pure heart, a pure heart, pure heart. That's what I long for. A heart that follows after thee. Oh, a heart that hides your word. A heart that hides your word, so that sin will not come in. A heart that's undivided, one you rule and reign. A heart that needs compassion, that pleases you, my Lord. A sweet aroma of worship rises from your throne.
My sister, give me the words of the pure heart. It's a pure heart. That's what I long for.
Amen.
Praise God. A pure heart that follows hard after thee.
Hallelujah.
A pure heart, that's what I long for tonight.
Amen.
A heart that follows hard after thee.
Amen.
Whilst I was in the waiting room, as Brother Wilmer was praying, I couldn't catch the prayer very well, but it appeared that he was praying for someone who is sick.
Amen.
Who is that?
Brother John.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Tonight, how many believe?
Amen.
Because that's the message I've brought tonight.
Amen.
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 Message of healing.
Amen.
Healing power.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
That's what we are going to pray tonight.
Amen.
Brethren, the prophet said one of the greatest prayers a man could dedicate himself to would be the prayer of intercession.
Amen.
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 The prayer of intercession.
Amen.
He said, and God saw, even when the scripture says, and God saw there was no man. And he so much the world, he so much loved the world.
Amen.
And he saw that his children were lost.
Amen.
And he looked around and there was no man.
Amen.
Praise God. To come and do the work of intercession.
Amen.
And there was no intercessor. Therefore his arm, praise God, brought salvation unto him.
Amen.
And his righteousness is sustained him. See? Jesus, the righteousness of God, came to show the way of God's righteousness.
Amen.
Tonight, we are here to pray. Any form of sickness, disease, is under our feet.
Amen.
Brethren, as we are seated here, because it's not because of our own works or our own efforts, but it's the work of grace that has interceded for us. So let us also take our place and intercede for one another.
Amen.
Amen. Tonight, we shall start the whole prayer meeting by calling on another woman again.
Amen.
Before we go on to the message itself, to ask that the Lord will grant us the spirit of prayer to pray tonight.
Amen.
Amen. We've already heard about Rahab. We've heard about the woman at the well.
Amen.
And tonight, let's look at another woman again.
Amen.
And meanwhile, all these messages that are coming on a woman, I believe you understand it.
Amen.
Because the woman is a type of what?
Amen.
The church.
Amen.
Praise God. So let's turn to Luke 10 as we read from 38 to 42. We are calling upon another woman. Praise God. Myself, when I came in today, the whole of yesterday, it wasn't yesterday night, I struggled. I'm not feeling really very well, but I know that I'm already healed.
Amen.
Praise God. Now it came to pass, as they went, that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister had left me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she helps me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. One thing is needful.
Amen.
And Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Amen.
Tonight our topic is one thing is needful.
Amen.
One thing is needful.
Martha,
you worry about yourself on many things that are not what?
Yes. Amen.
You care for many things.
Mm-hmm.
And you trouble yourself on many things. Mary,
Amen.
Have chosen that good part.
Amen.
One thing is needful.
Amen.
Let's bow our eyes. Dear Heavenly Father, yes, Lord, we are here for that one thing, O God. Lord, we have left, O Lord Jesus, all the world behind us. And even as we stand right this moment, O God, in your presence, we know the curtains has fallen behind us. And we have entered a place where, Lord Jesus, it is soundproof. Father, we sit at your feet this evening, Lord Jesus, knowing that, O God, it is needful, O Lord, to sit at your feet.
Amen.
So, Lord Jesus, tonight,
hallelujah,
we are here, Lord, seeking, O God,
Amen.
Oh, that we will be quickened, Lord. We are seeking through your word, O Lord, that, Father, we will be lifted up. We are seated, O God, at your feet this evening, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, knowing that, O Lord, before we leave here, O God, every sickness, every disease, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we will claim our healing. And already we know we are already healed. Oh, myself standing here, Lord Jesus. Oh, it has been a great bout, Lord. Yesterday night, but tonight, this morning, oh, this very evening, Lord. Father, I thank you that, Lord Jesus, you've strengthened me, oh Lord. And I believe that, Lord, I'm healed. And Father, the prayer that was offered, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, whoever is sick, in Jesus' name, even before your word, O Lord, comes, oh, we know we are healed.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, that there is someone, O Lord, oh, that has interceded for us. We bless you. We give you the glory, Lord. We thank you tonight. Bless your word, O Lord, and make it a living bread. And lift us up tonight, even, Lord Jesus, as we desire, Lord, to pray. In Jesus' name, O Lord, we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? Yes, we just read about another woman, Mary. Oh, Jesus said, she has chosen that good part. Brethren, that is what we need to do. To always choose what? The good part. And he said, one thing is needful, and that's what Mary have chosen. Martha was just busying herself about. My brother, my sister, that is where we go to begin to examine ourselves, that there are many things that we do that we try to what? make it on our own way. But meanwhile, there is one needful thing that we got to do, as to sit at the feet of Jesus Christ, Amen. To sit at his presence. Amen. Paul said something in 1 Corinthians 6, 12 and 13. He said, all things are lawful to me, Amen. But all things are not expedient. Amen. Praise God. Amen. All things are lawful. Whatever you are doing is lawful. Amen. But is it expedient? Praise God. He said, all things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Whatever you do is needful. Is what? It's lawful.
Yes.
Whatever you are doing, you go to school, you go to work, you whatever you are doing, it's lawful. You need it. We need it. Praise God. But Paul is saying that I will not be brought under the power of any of these things.
Amen.
Praise God. I will not allow myself to be brought under the power of any of these things. My school, my work, whatever be it. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
They are lawful. Yes, we need to work. We need to go to school. We need to do all these things. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But listen to what Paul is saying. Amen.
Amen.
I will not allow myself to be brought under any of this.
Amen.
The power of any of this.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Then Paul said again, in the same 1 Corinthians 10:23, he said, all things are lawful to me, but all things are not expedient. Said, all things are lawful for me, but all things edifies what? Not.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
One thing is needful. Praise God. Amen. One thing is needful. As I was saying, about three consecutives of our meetings have been on women, women, women. Brethren, it is all about what? The church.
Amen.
Praise God. One thing is needful for the church. To be in the presence of what? His Shekinah glory.
Amen.
Amen. Martha, she was the one that received Christ.
Amen.
She was the one that received her. And called her sister. But her sister found what? The most expedient part of it.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
She chose what was needful. She chose what was expedient. She chose that which will edify her. That's what, brethren, we need to do. Praise God. See, that's the way the church must go. To sit at the feet, at his feet, you see. Amen. That's why, what the same thing that David also said. Said, one thing I will desire of the Lord and will seek after. That I will dwell in his house.
Amen.
Dwell in his presence.
Yes.
And to what? To seek his. To inquire into his temple.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
One thing. David said. One thing. I seek.
Amen.
Amen. To be in his presence. Martha chose to what? To busy about other things. Yeah. It was lawful. She was serving. It was good.
Amen.
It was good. Trying to what? Prepare something. See? Trying to what? Prepare natural food for Jesus. Oh my. Preparing what? Natural food for Jesus? Oh my. That's why he said, we must what? Not labor for the meat that perisheth.
Yes.
But for that meat that endureth unto what? Everlasting life.
Amen.
She was what? More concerned about what? The meat that will perish.
Amen.
But Mary chose what? Oh, the meat that will endure unto what? Unto everlasting life.
Amen.
Brethren, you remember that very day when Jesus sat on the well of Jacob's well, and the disciples had gone to the city to buy food. That was the time this woman came, praise the Lord.
Amen.
And when the disciples had returned from the city, With what? With food. When they brought it, they said, Master, eat. Oh, hallelujah. They were praying their master to do what? To eat. And Jesus said, I have meat to eat that ye know not.
Amen.
Praise God. I have meat to eat that ye know not.
Amen.
Then they started questioning among themselves. Has someone brought him food to eat? Has someone brought him food to eat? But Jesus knew what they were talking about. And listen to what Jesus said. He said, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
My meat is to do what? The will of him that sent
Amen.
Me.
Amen.
And to finish his work.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That's my meat. That's my meat. To do the work of him that sent me. To do the work of him that saved me. Praise the Lord. To do the work of him that interceded for me. Because I was lost. Praise God. I was blind. But he came looking for me. He paid a price on Calvary. Price that he never owned. A death that was what? Beyond all other death.
Yes.
Just because of me.
Amen.
So he asked me to do something also. Praise the Lord. And that is my meat.
Amen.
Jesus continued to say. Okay. If you want that scripture. As John 4. John 4. I just read 34.
Amen.
Jesus saith unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. John 4. Now we're going to 35, if you put it on the screen. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months. Then cometh harvest. You people have been saying that it remains what? 4 months. Then a harvest will come. That's what you people are saying. Then Jesus said, behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes. Lift up your eyes.
Amen.
Brethren, let us lift up our eyes.
Amen.
And look around.
Amen.
Is it a time for us to what? To just while away? Is this a time for us to do things that are not expedient?
No.
Things that doesn't edify?
No.
We need to do the things that are needful.
Amen.
The church. As we read, as we studied from the prophet last week or last Wednesday, he said the church must move forward.
Amen.
The church must not slack. The church must move forward. That the church must not go backwards.
Amen.
Amen. He said, behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes.
Amen.
And look on the fields.
Amen.
Lift up your eyes and look.
Amen.
Look around. The time of his coming is very near.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God.
Amen.
And look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
Amen.
They are white already to harvest.
Amen.
Lift up your eyes and watch. Situations and conditions that are what? Had been prophesied that it will what? It will precede his second coming.
Amen.
We are seeing all these things. My brother. Oh, time to go home is very close.
Amen.
Lift up your eyes and see what is going on. You people say, oh, it's 4 months to what? To the harvest.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's what many said, slacking. Oh, things have been going on since the fathers died. Things have been what? Going on the same way. Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we heard about Rahab. When the two preachers said, tired what?
Amen.
the scarlet cord. She didn't say, oh, let me wait. When I see them coming, then I tie the what? I tie the scarlet cord. No, sir. The moment they left, he tied it. Because she never know when they will be coming. We don't know when Christ will be coming. We need to tie what? Our scarlet cord. Praise the Lord. Now you say 4 months. Look, lift up your eyes and look on the fields. Lift up your eyes and look around. You could see that all the prophecies that supersede his second coming, everything is what? Unfolding. Amen. Amen. They are white already to harvest. Oh, harvest time is here. Verse 36. And he that reapeth receiveth what? Wages. And gathereth fruit unto what? Life eternal. Hallelujah. That both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. Amen. Amen. But look at this place, verse 37 and 38. He said, wherein is that saying true? Wherein is that saying true? One soweth and another reapeth. But I want you to look at what? Verse 38. Closely, brethren. He said, I sent you to reap that whereon ye bestowed no labor.
Amen.
Serious. We labored nothing. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Brethren, much is required of us.
Amen.
We never labored. For this word, we never labored. But some, look at John, thrown into the island of Patmos. A place full of what? Deadly reptiles. Oh my. All because of what? Because of the word of God. Brian Wilmer, have you been thrown into anywhere? Not going to be thrown anywhere. But it has been given to you to reap.
Amen.
Where you have not sown. Oh my. He said, I sent you to reap that whereon ye bestoweth no labor.
Amen.
Other men labored.
Amen.
Other men labored. And ye entered into their labor. Oh, praise the Lord. See it? Many suffered, persecuted, they were killed. They desire rather what? Oh, to die. Than to what? Than to denounce the name of Jesus Christ. One by one, they chose to die. Praise the Lord. They labored, and we had nothing. Look at Paul. Oh my. How tremendously Jesus used him. But look at the way how he suffered. To bring, to receive this gospel.
Amen.
Where have you labored? Brethren, that's why it's needful for us always to sit at his feet.
Amen.
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 If the time for what? Church. If nothing is holding you, nothing actually is holding you sincerely and honestly. My brother, and you are able to stay at home at this time. My brother, my sister, then something is really very, very wrong. Amen. Something very, very wrong.
Amen.
Do you agree with me?
Amen.
Amen. Now let's look at John 12, 1 to 8. Let's read something from there.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Then Jesus, six days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. There they made him a supper, and Martha served. But Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Then took Mary a pound of ointment of what? Spikenard. See again. See again here. Martha doing what? Serving again.
Amen.
Doing the things that are not needful. Praise the Lord. And here again, Mary doing something that is needful.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Church. Let's do the things that are needful.
Amen.
All other things, they are lawful. But I'm saying it's true. Many need to go to college. Oh, that's lawful. It's good. You need to go to work. It's good. It's lawful. But I'm talking about if you are not, nothing is holding you.
Amen.
And there are no church bells ringing. Then, re-examine yourself.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. You are becoming matter.
Yes, yes, sir.
Amen. You are becoming matter. Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the odor of the ointment.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Then saith one of his disciples, that's Judas Iscariot, you see, Simon's son, we should betray him. Why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had a bag. And bear what was what? Put therein. See? Oh, Judas. Praise the Lord. Keeping the bag. If this 300 would have gone into the bag, at least 200 would have gone into his pocket. Amen. And he will make what? All calculations to meet. The last time, see, when we went to buy those food, we spent 200. Whilst maybe it's just he spends only 50. Amen.
Yeah.
He needed the money. Go on, my sister.
Yeah.
For the poor always ye have with you, but me ye have not always. Praise the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Much people of the Jews therefore knew that he was there. And they came not for Jesus' sake only. Let me see if we need to just stop in there. Because, you know, that very night, because Jesus. Okay, let's go on. And they came not for Jesus' sake only, but that they might see Lazarus.
Amen.
Also, whom he had raised from the dead. You see?
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Many people had come to that house. Meanwhile, it was what? 6 days to what? To the supper in Jerusalem. Amen. That was the last time Jesus was about to go to Jerusalem. But the chief priests consulted that they might what? Put Lazarus to death. Why? Because he was an evidence. They want to kill evidence.
Amen.
Because that By reason of him, many of the Jews went away and believed on Jesus. Am I reading the right thing? Hold on. What I needed, no. Let's turn to Matthew. Let's turn to Matthew 26 to continue from there. What I really want. Said to Matthew 26, we are moving to a place where that's not what I want to talk about. Matthew 26. Let's see if I'm right. Matthew 26:6. Yep. Let's read from verse 8. But when his disciples saw it, they had indignation, saying, "To what purpose is this waste? For this ointment might have been sold for much and given to the poor." When Jesus understood it, he said unto them, "Why trouble ye the woman? For she had wrought a good work upon me." Oh, brethren, that is what we need to do, to wrought what? Good works. To glorify his name. "For ye have the poor always with you, but me ye have not always. For in that she had poured this ointment on my body, she did it for my burial." Amen. See what a wonderful thing. Oh, praise God. He said, "Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached in the whole world, there shall also these that this woman had done be told for a memorial of her." And tonight, you see, we are reading about her. Praise God. Amen. We are because she did what? What was needful. Amen. She did what was needful. Praise the Lord. She has wrought a good work on me. So, brethren, what is our work? What's the commission?
Hallelujah.
That Christ gave to us. We need to what? Accomplish that work.
Amen.
It's needful that we accomplish it. As Jesus himself said, "My meat is to do the work of him that sent me." And we have been called and sent. And so we also need to what? Accomplish the work of him that sent us. The commission. What's the commission? Let's turn to Mark 16. Let's read from the 15th verse. The commission. My brother, my sister, tonight. Oh, yes, sir, we have a what? A work to accomplish tonight. Every form of sickness.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Every form of what? The work of Satan tonight. We got to accomplish that work.
Amen.
That's our meat.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
And he said unto them, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature."
Amen.
That's our work. Amen. Oh, my brother Maxwell, I'm not a preacher. Oh, yes, sir. You are a preacher. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Your very life is preaching.
Amen.
The life is preaching.
Amen.
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 Your very life is preaching. Because he said, "Ye are the pistol being read of all men." Go ye all in the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. Amen. And we say we believe. Amen. Isn't it? We believe. Amen. Praise God. Verse 17. And these signs shall follow them that believe.
Amen.
Oh, we say we believe. Amen. So there must be a sign that must follow us.
Amen.
That sign must follow us. Because there is going to be what? The proof, the evidence that we believe.
Amen.
Said, in my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues.
Amen.
In my name.
Amen.
We are supposed to cast out what?
Yeah.
Devils. And every sickness and every disease and anything that goes wrong in a man, it comes from the devil.
Amen.
He's a perverter.
Amen.
Perverts all that is good. So they shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick.
Amen.
And they shall recover.
Amen.
Oh, tonight the deacons are going to what? Lay hands upon me.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord. Because I need prayer tonight.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because I believe that if we follow the word, oh, what it has said,
Amen.
I know, oh, I will be healed.
Amen.
I mean, I believe I'm healed.
Amen.
But I want what? That exercise to be done tonight.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And if anyone is sick tonight, anyone not feeling well, tonight we are going to do our commission tonight.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
We're going to do our commission.
Amen.
We're going to do the work of Him that sent us.
Amen.
And that's what we are reading, that we should lay hands upon the sick, and they shall recover.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
The prophet said, let's look at, looking at another way. He said, now, in the day that we are living in, we can expect the gospel of Christ to be popular.
Amen.
See? We can't expect what? The gospel of Christ to be popular.
Oh,
because even right from Christ himself, when he came, he was what? He was unpopular.
Amen.
Amen. That's why they crucified him. Even the very place where he grew up, Nazareth, they wanted to push him over what? The cliff. Amen. And because of unbelief, he could not what? Perform any miracles.
Amen.
The very place where he grew up. Amen.
Amen.
Said the gospel of Christ. In this day that we are living in, we must expect that it will not what? It will not be popular.
Amen.
But that is not going to deter us.
Amen.
Amen. Said the gospel comes not in word only. Now, let us listen to what the prophet is saying here. He said, the gospel comes not in word only,
Amen.
But through power.
Hallelujah.
And manifestation of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
He said, is that right?
Amen.
Amen. It is not only, the gospel is not only coming by what? Word.
Amen.
But what? But by true power.
Amen.
And the manifestation of what? Of the Holy Ghost. Said the gospel is not the word only. The word just like what? A dead letter. The word is just like what? A dead letter. And it got to take, oh hallelujah,
Amen.
The letter,
hallelujah,
to be quickened.
Amen.
To make alive.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, For the word said, lay hands upon the sick and they shall recover. Ah, it's there. Everyone can read it. Amen. Unbeliever, everyone can read it. Isn't it? So it's lying there. But this word, there is life there.
Amen.
It needs what? A quickening power.
Amen.
And the prophet said, we have the power already.
Amen.
We don't need to go and pray for power.
Amen.
The power already is in us.
Amen.
We have been created in his own image.
Amen.
But the faith to use that power,
Amen.
The word, he said, that makes what? The gospel to be
Amen.
To work. He said, the word is just what? A dead letter. It's got to take the letter quickened and made alive and bring to pass what the letter says it will do.
Amen.
Amen. Let's begin to what? Oh, as we are getting closer to our prayer meeting, let's begin to what? Oh, quicken ourselves, quicken our word, the power that is within us now.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Because we want to take the word now and bring it to life.
Amen.
We want to take the word tonight
Amen.
And begin to make it work.
Amen.
The prophet said, does the gospel.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. He said, the prophet said, he didn't say, go and teach the word. He said, go and preach
Amen.
The gospel.
Amen.
He never did commission, go teach the word. He said, go preach the gospel.
Amen.
The word is the beginning or the forerunner of what? Of the gospel.
Amen.
Amen. The word is what? The beginning or the forerunner of the gospel.
Amen.
The word goes out, and the gospel of the power and of the demonstration of God follows the word.
Amen.
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 It makes the word manifest. That is the gospel.
Amen.
When the word is made manifest, that is what? The gospel. If the word says, lay hands upon the sick
Amen.
And they shall recover.
Amen.
Is the word that is lying there. But if this word, Amen, is made manifest,
Amen.
Then that is the gospel.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
If it is made manifest, then that's the gospel. Tonight, we are going to make the word manifest.
Amen.
The word made manifest. Amen.
Amen.
Every need tonight. Oh, it's coming under the demonstration of the power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Any need tonight, here, is going to come under what? The demonstration of the power of the Holy Ghost. How many believe? So that we manifest the gospel. That we have been what? Sent to preach the gospel.
Amen.
So something got to happen to manifest that of the truth. We are holding on to the word.
Amen.
And the word is bringing forth what? The fruits
Amen.
That needs to bring.
Hallelujah.
The brother, someone said the other day that the power only comes to the apostles. Not only the apostles.
Amen.
The prophet said, I beg your pardon.
Amen.
Never think that this power came only to the apostles.
Amen.
He said, someone the other day said that the power only comes to what? The apostles. The prophet said, no, sir.
Amen.
I beg your pardon. Then the prophet began to what? Give instances. And he said, what about the 70
Amen.
That were sent? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That 70 that were sent, They were what? They were not apostles. Praise God. But this power, according to the word of God, he said what? Is given to whosoever.
Amen.
Whosoever. Whosoever will believe.
Amen.
Amen. Whosoever will believe. That power is what given to you, so not to the apostles only.
Amen.
And the prophet gave another example of what? Philip.
Amen.
He said Philip was not an apostle. He went down to Samaria.
Amen.
And cast out devils.
Amen.
And healed what? The lunatics.
Amen.
He had joy, shouting, screaming, going on down in that city. He wasn't an apostle. He was a deacon.
Amen.
That's what the prophet said. He was a deacon.
Amen.
Amen. Meanwhile, don't begin to say, okay, I'm not an apostle, I'm not a deacon. That's what you have already heard it. He said, it is for whom that will believe.
Amen.
If you believe, that same power
Amen.
That was in the apostles. When John and Peter saw that man by the gate. When the man stretched forth his arms, asking for what? Arms. Silver and gold we have none.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Silver and gold we have none.
Amen.
But as much as we have, amen,
amen.
They have the power.
Amen.
As much as we have, praise the Lord, we will give to you.
Amen.
Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth,
Amen.
Rise up and walk.
Amen.
That is the demonstration of the gospel.
Amen.
Amen. That is what we are going to do.
Amen.
We have been sent. We cannot be what? Seated silent. Amen.
Amen.
Let's what? Rekindle the fire that is in us.
Amen.
Praise God. Let's rekindle that fire that is in us. He said Philip was even not a preacher. And he had signs following his ministry.
Amen.
To demonstrate the power of God.
Amen.
Amen. Preaching what? The gospel.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So, go ye all into the world and demonstrate the power. And we are going to start from home here. Amen. We're going to start right from the house here. He said the first commission he gave to, the first commission was to heal the sick and cast out devils.
Amen.
That's what the prophet is saying. The first commission was what? To heal the sick
Amen.
And cast out devils.
Amen.
And the last word that fell from Jesus Christ's lips, according to the Bible, was what? To heal the sick.
Amen.
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 Hey, tonight,
Amen.
Satan is in trouble.
Amen.
Satan is in trouble tonight.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Any request that's on your heart tonight?
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
You have it.
Amen.
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 You have it.
Oh,
I didn't hear the amen.
Amen.
And the request that is on your heart tonight, you have it.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. And I have my own. Amen.
Amen.
I am healed. Thank the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Now let me read something here. Then we can get into prayer. He said we should go and preach the word. Now, before these apostles, they had this power. Jesus told them something which you all know, that they should not depart from what? Jerusalem.
Amen.
But they should stay till they have received that power.
Amen.
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 Tonight, we are going to receive that power.
Amen.
Amen.
And after we receive that power, then we are going to destroy every work of Satan.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, you have it already. Amen. If you have it already, oh, yes, sir. Amen. Yeah. I can see your faces, yeah? You have it already. Amen. Then we are going to what? We are going right to do the work of him that sent us. That's the commission. Said, when they were asked to stay in Jerusalem, amen. Brethren, I love the way how the prophet put it.
Amen.
Amen. He said, pull them away from Jerusalem. You couldn't do it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Pull them away. Never.
Amen.
You can never pull them away from Jerusalem. Because the master said, stay.
Amen.
In Jerusalem.
Amen.
Until you have received the power.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my brethren, that's the thing. That's the thing. We need to stay put. Sit at his feet.
Amen.
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 Always.
Amen.
In his presence. Nothing will pull them out.
Amen.
That they had a commission to stay there.
Amen.
Till the Holy Ghost come.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
They took God at his word.
Amen.
How is it going to be? Ah, they don't know.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
They don't know.
Amen.
That's not the question. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He said it will come.
Amen.
They should stay. And that settles it. And until it comes, stay right there.
Amen.
And when the Holy Ghost came like a rushing mighty wind, God's word was confirmed. And away they went into the streets. Amen. When they have received it, away they went what? Right into the streets. Praise God.
Amen.
To do the work of him that sent them. And it's time for God's people to take God's word.
Amen.
Let's take God's word tonight.
Amen.
That we should lay hands upon the sick and they shall recover. Oh, let us also speak like what? Our master.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Even if the one who is sick is not here.
Amen.
Just like what the centurion told him.
Amen.
He said, I believe.
Amen.
Oh, because I have servants.
Amen.
And when I tell them, go, come, they do it.
Amen.
And oh my, he believed that every power,
amen,
there is no other power.
Amen.
Christ is what? Has the power over all other powers. And that he can control them.
Amen.
Move them up and down.
Amen.
Amen. Said, you sent the word. And I believe my servant will be healed.
Amen.
These signs shall follow them that believe.
Amen.
Take God at his word.
Amen.
Lay hands on the sick. And they shall recover.
Amen.
I'm reading from the prophet. He said, lay hands upon the sick. And they shall recover.
Amen.
And he said, and God bless you.
Amen.
The musicians start coming. Commission!
Amen.
Unless you stay in his presence, unless you hear from him, as Mary sat at his feet to hear from him.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Look at runaway prophet Moses. Runaway prophet Moses. The mother told him that you are the one that's going to war to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt. It was true. That was the commission. Amen. But now he has become what? A runaway what? Prophet running away from his commission. Amen. But until the experience at the backside of the desert, when God spoke to him by the burning bush, before the commission started to work in him.
Amen.
Brethren, we need to hear from him.
Amen.
We need to sit at his feet.
Amen.
Look at what? Saul, who turned to be what? Apostle Paul. Going about what? Just destroying the children of God. Until that experience on the road to Damascus.
Amen. Amen.
It brought him to the real commission.
Amen.
We need to take up the commission also tonight, brethren.
Amen.
To finish the work. To do the work of him.
Amen.
That has sent us. Praise God. How many believe tonight that he is here? Yes, sir.
Amen.
How many believe?
Amen.
Song leader is going to lead us to sing. And then we prepare ourselves to pray. We have 30 minutes to pray. Praise
Amen.
God. Today I think we close at 9:30, isn't it? Amen. We have 30 minutes to pray. My brother,
Amen.
My sister, whatever is upon your heart tonight, believe it. Believe. Believe that you receive. Oh, no. You have already received.
Amen.
Amen. That's the right thing. You have already what? Received. Believe that you have already received.
Amen.
Not you will. No, sir. He's not I will God. No. He is what? I am the I am. Amen. You have received it. Praise God.
Noah had drifted on the flood many days. He searched for land in various ways. Troubles he had, oh, troubles he had some. But not from above. God gave him a sign on the wings of a dove. Oh, on the wings of a dove, on the wings of a snow-white dove. God sent his pure, sweet love. Aside from above, on the wings of the dove, Jesus our Savior, oh Jesus our Savior, came to earth one day. He was born in a manger, in a stable. In a manger of hay, in a manger of hay. Though we are rejected, but not from above, not from above. God gave us a sign on the wings of a dove. Oh, on the wings of a dove. On the wings of a snow-white dove, God sent his pure, sweet love, a sign from above, on the wings of a dove. Though I have suffered, In many a way, I cried for healing, both night and day. Faith wasn't forgotten by the Father above, by the Father above. He gave us a sign on the wings of a dove, on the wings of a dove, on the wings of a snow-white dove. God sent his pure, sweet love.
a sign from above, on the wings of a dove. Now the prophet has left us, but he showed us the way. He said, look unto Jesus, from day unto day, for Jesus has promised, he has promised from the depth of his love. You send us a sign on the wings of a dove. Oh, on the wings of a dove, on the wings of a blue-eyed dove, God sent his pure, sweet love, a sign from above, on the wings of a dove, on the wings of a dove, on the wings of a dove. Send his pure, sweet love, a sign from above, on the winds of a dove.
Let me read something with the, from the prophet here. He said, Lord Jesus, I'm thinking of men and women who took you at your word. Have you taken a him at his word this evening, that you have the power to cast out devils, to lay hands upon the sick, and they will receive their healing. Said, you will never leave or forsake. You are always just at time. Come tonight, Lord Jesus. Manifest thyself here tonight. Maybe many sick people here who tried, and the doctors have tried their very best to help them and can't do it. Maybe there is something laying back there in their life, and that snake bite can't be cured until it's made right. But may tonight, may they just lay everything aside and say, God, it's your word. Here I come. I'm taking you at your word. And I've seen people healed. Amen. I've heard it. I've watched others. I've seen them in my neighborhood. Tonight, even cancer ridden, doctors give them up. Now they are living and well and healthy. And now, Lord, at thy word, I'm coming tonight too. Grant it, Lord. And may your spirit, oh Lord, be here to answer back. Amen. He's a God that answers back.
Amen.
In Jesus Christ's name, we ask tonight, brethren, what's upon your heart tonight? Tonight, let us all with one voice and one heart and one faith.
Hallelujah.
Commit anyone who is sick into the hands of the Lord tonight. If anyone wants to come forward, you can come. Praise the Lord. What's wrong with Oliver? I've seen him covering his mouth all throughout. What? Ulcers. Oliver, come forward here. Praise the Lord. We are going to manifest the gospel by the word of God. How many believe?
Amen.
How many believe?
I believe. Standard. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Oh, what are the deacons? Brother, Brother Frazan, just come up. Hallelujah. The elders, Brother Joseph, just come. said, when anyone is sick among them, let the elders be called. Our brother Eli. Amen. All the rest that are standing behind, you are all elders. Praise God. Oh, brother, come up here. Amen. How many believe tonight?
Amen.
That
Amen.
He said, we are taking him at his word tonight. That our son has all these, what do you call it? Oh, look at the name, even is not sweet. Amen. Jesus' name is.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen.
See that name, even when you mention it, you see, it cannot even enter your mouth. Oh, praise be to God.
Hallelujah.
Oliver, do you believe? Look at
Amen.
Your brethren around. See your fathers and elders in the church. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
They are going to pray for you. Brethren, put your hands upon him. Oh, and let us offer. Because we exercise in what? That word. Anyone who wants to come forward, please come forward. Amen. Oh, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Oh, I'm coming to for my hands to pray also. Please, brethren, lay your hands upon me. And pray, pray, pray.
Hallelujah.
Healing in the name of Jesus.
Father Jesus, we come gladly before the Lord, even upon this time. Father, thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Thank you, Lord, Father, for mercy that we know in our lives. Father, mercy, Lord, Savior, that, Lord, even in parts, Lord, a word of healing unto us this night. Jehovah, Lord, we are looking unto thee, the author of life. We give, Lord, even in the very strength that we search after, Lord. Father, for you know, Lord, Father, our Lord, Savior, Father, frame, you know, our stead, Lord. You know our condition, Lord Savior, and we are asking tonight, Lord, Father, your grace even upon this night. Father, we are asking, Lord, that thou would condescend, Lord, and touch our brother Olivia, Lord Savior. Give him the very healing, Lord, that he must be given upon this time, Savior. Lord, our brother Maxis is not well. Father, grant him, Lord, Father, the very healing, Lord, and even desire, Lord Savior. Father, in every Lord Savior, Father, even by itself, Lord, Lord, I ask your best, Lord, that thou would condescend, Lord, that I let Lord Savior, thy healing of mercy, Lord, stretch forth, Lord, even unto, Lord, Father, my stomach, Lord Savior, Lord, I grant him, Lord, even as I desire, grace in abundance, Lord, Father, my brother shepherd, Lord, because you know his state, Lord, you know his condition, Lord, Father, Lord, I pray that whatever Lord Savior, Lord is fixing, coming, Lord, Lord, we are finding it, Lord, Lord, it is beautiful, Lord, in the night, holy night, Lord, shall we come, we have a good night, Lord, Father, Lord, our needs, oh, Lord Savior, my children, Lord, Father, even upon this night, Lord, as Lord Savior, we are a needy people, needy of grace, Lord, needy of strength, Lord, needy of mercy, Lord Savior. Father, we desire direction, Lord. We desire guidance, Lord. I pray, Savior, for fire, not our sources, Lord. I ask your grace, Lord. Give grace, Lord, and mercy, Lord. Give clarity, Lord. In the Lord's train of decisions, Lord. I'm remembering talk tonight, Lord. My brother, Lord, will be not here, but as far as he is, Lord, you touch him tonight, Lord. You touch him, Lord, even in the soul. Grant him deliverance, Lord. Grant him mercy, Lord, even in the soul. We are thine, Lord, Savior, Lord. We are thine, Lord, we ask for your grace, Lord, to turn. We ask for your mercy, Lord, even upon this day. Let Lord, Savior, Lord, the miraculous happen tonight, Lord. Lord, that Lord, Savior, we may all be, Lord. That is here tonight, Lord. Lord, that we, Lord Savior, may come, Lord Savior, rejoicing, Lord, even on Sunday, Lord, testifying, Lord, for thy goodness, Lord. We remember, Lord, Sister Anne tonight, Lord. You condescend, Lord, there where she be, Lord. Give her the healing required, give her the blessing required. Give her Jesus, Lord, the strength she needs, Lord, that we ask, like Lord Jesus. Bless us, Lord. Oh, Father, that you will testify us. Even in thy goodness, Lord. Remember the past you made me. Undertake, oh, Father, for him, Lord. Give him mercy, Lord. Give him grace, Lord. Give him faith, Lord, for the son. God, that you, Lord, even in my grace, Lord. That is done for that, Lord. That is righteous and holy, Lord. That is pure.
you bless him in a way that, Lord, say, even now, Lord, say, let us all leave this place, Lord. But the Father, Lord, say, but healing and grace, Lord. Lead us as we go to Christ. Give us, Lord, the Lord, Lord. Lord, Father, did not say, we be careful to thy word.
Oh, thy word is so good. And you may have finished. And you will be
shut us now. God, let us not be afraid. Grant us, Lord, in this place. Grace in the presence. Mercy, Lord, in the hands. Father, your strength, Lord, Savior. Oh, Father, raise us up, Lord, in the hands. Let even my brother away in peace, Lord, Savior. Oh, Father, let me hear just to me, Lord. That all, Father, things have changed, Lord, Savior. We ask you, Christ. We ask you, Lord, Savior.
For the healing. Oh yes, I've received it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the healing. The healing. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We've taken you by your word, God. Oh yes, Lord Jesus. Oh, solid, I just begin to give us something. We're going to pray again. Will you be seated for now? Let's take another. Oh, hallelujah. Give us something to sing. Get ourselves ready to pray again. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Oh, hallelujah. He's an answering God. Yeah. Hallelujah. He's an answering God.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
When I pray, in Jesus' name, then my fear, the answer came. Hallelujah, he's an answering God.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, he's an answering
God. Oh, hallelujah,
hallelujah, he's an answering
God. Oh,
my faith, the answer came. Hallelujah, he's an answering God.
Oh yes, he's an answering God. As the prophet said, he's not a God that we just pray to all the time, but he's a God that answers back. Tonight, we believe every form of sickness, disease,
amen,
or infirmities, in the name of Jesus Christ, it's over.
Amen.
And Lord, we thank you for the healing.
Amen.
Now, what's upon your heart tonight you brought here? What's upon your heart? Just bow down your head. Yes, Lord, we believe. We believe, Lord, tonight that something has taken place and we are coming back, Lord, oh, to confirm that of the truth, oh yes, Lord Jesus, your word, we have taken it according to what you have said. Father, tonight, you know the hearts of your people. You know there are various requests that, Lord, they carry. Oh, some are looking for jobs. Some are looking, Lord Jesus, for documents. Some are looking, oh Lord Jesus, for the fruit of the womb. Oh, some are looking, Lord Jesus, you know them one by one. But tonight we know the door that has been closed. Father, you have the key, and you are the key. Lord, we open all those doors in the name of Jesus Christ. That, Lord, your blessings that, Lord, the enemy had locked behind, oh Lord Jesus. Tonight, Lord, we open them in the name of Jesus Christ. That, Lord, every door is opened. That, Lord, your blessings, Lord, are falling upon your children. Their request, oh Lord, you are meeting each and every one. You have even already met each and every one according to your riches in glory.
Thank you, Lord.
That is where, Lord, our faith is. That's what we believe tonight. So, Lord Jesus, as you have said, we should go and do your work. Lord, tonight, we raise up our hands and we say that, Lord, that's our meat. To do the work of him that has sent us and to finish that work. Lord, from tonight, nothing is going to pull us away. As no one was able to pull away the disciples from Jerusalem, we are not, nothing can pull us away from what we believe tonight. That, Lord, in your name, all things are possible. Lord, we now coming back Sunday, Wednesday, Friday to testify. Amen. That our request, Lord Jesus,
hallelujah,
oh, we have received
thank
them.
Thank you, Lord.
And they are working, oh God. Oh, Lord, we believe it tonight. We believe it tonight. Because, Lord, we have been a little bit silent, Lord. So the enemy, oh, is playing all around. But in the name of Jesus Christ, tonight, we know he's far away. And Lord, we thank you, oh God, that your church moves on. Your church will not slack. Your church will not stand. Oh, your church will not wait. Your church is moving on. And Father, we thank you, the Lord. We are the church that you said you present to yourself. A glorious church without spot, without wrinkle. Oh, without blemish, a glorious church. A holy church you said you present to yourself. Here we are tonight, Lord. We believe it. We are that church, God. Father, bless your children. Bless our little ones, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh, even as they mix amongst, Lord, different characters and spirits, Lord, we know, Father, that, Lord, the pillar of fire is always around them. Oh, Lord, thank you, Lord, that you are protecting them. We thank you, Lord, for healing Denzel. Oh, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, my son Gideon, far away in Ghana. He was also sick yesterday,
hallelujah,
but this morning he called to tell me, oh, I am well, I am healed. Oh, Lord, we thank you, we bless you, Lord, that every corner, wherever it is, Lord Jesus, we have received our healing. But Lord, tonight, we are standing upon your word of God, oh, to protect every home against any form of sickness. We send forth your word of God to be that token upon the walls, the doors, posts of every home, every family. Amen. The Lord, the devil can never, ever have a way to enter. Amen. Lord Jesus, let every home, be a home of joy,
amen,
a home of blessing, a home of plenty, a home of fellowship.
Amen.
Oh, whereby, Lord Jesus, anyone enters will never return the same. Lord, tonight, Lord, we have believed your word. We've taken you according to your word, Lord, tonight. And Lord, we believe everything, the Lord Jesus. Thank you for the healing that has taken place tonight.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
We thank you for healing Oliver. Thank you for healing, Lord.
Amen.
Jesus. My Savior, thank you for healing myself, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for healing everyone here.
Hallelujah.
That may be feeling, any kind of infirmity, Lord. We thank you. We bless you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to your name.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. May the whole church with one accord say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. God bless you, elders. Hallelujah. It's the word.
Amen.
Isn't it?
Yes.
He said we should do it.
Amen.
And we've done it. Amen.
Amen. What a friend we have in Jesus, sins and griefs to all our sins and griefs to what a privilege to carry. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we owe. What needless pain we owe. Because we do not carry trials and temptation. Have we trials and temptation? Is there trouble anyway? We should never be discouraged. Jesus, can we find it so faithful as He, who will all our sorrows, who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every laden. Are we weak and heavy laden? But with the Lord of King, precious Savior, still I reign. You do thy friends despise, forsake.